Here's something that I know I'm stereotyping here, but you probably wouldn't see anywhere but a college campus. Maybe you'd see it on an elementary school playground, but this is the kind of scene that you wouldn't see in corporate America, and it's one of the reasons that I like working at a college. It's fun to run across scenes like this. I really enjoyed taking this picture. I'm happy with how it turned out, and I just want to talk a little bit about how it came about. I was walking across campus, and as I often do, had my camera with me. It was actually my full-frame camera, my D750, which... I go back and forth. Sometimes I feel like I spent so much money on that that I don't want it to be just an everyday casual camera. But then on the other hand, I feel like it's a good camera. Why not have it with me? So I had it with me on this day, and I was walking across campus for something, and I saw these three students, and they were just sitting here blowing bubbles on the library lawn. It was really cool. I think it's because the weather was so warm, and we're at the end of kind of a long winter, not an especially cold winter, but just a long winter. And it's nice to get out and just enjoy spring when it comes around. Even though this was in mid-February and spring was technically a month away, it felt like spring. So here were these students. They didn't care what anyone else thought. And they had some break in their schedule, I'm guessing because there's these books and backpacks. And they just wanted to blow some bubbles. And that's the kind of thing that adults or high schoolers are usually too self-conscious to do. I've never seen a group of adults just sit around and blow bubbles like this because we, as adults, were so worried about what other people might think. Well, who cares what other people might think? These students certainly didn't. And look how much fun they're having. It was awesome. As I was walking past, I saw them and I kind of smiled to myself and I kept, I kept on walking and I literally stopped and I turned around and I looked at them and I thought to myself, why not just go and take their picture? What's the worst that could happen? So I did. I walked back and I think I just said, excuse me, do you mind if I take their picture? And they got a little self-conscious. I could tell they were kind of like, what's this guy doing? But I told them that this is the kind of thing that I don't normally see grown-ups doing. Usually my kids are blowing bubbles like this. And I think that helped ease the tension a little bit. The girl in the middle was really into this, so I wanted to get her, not necessarily in the middle, I wanted her in focus somehow, and I didn't really know how to compose this shot, because if you look, the light's coming from directly behind them, and that doesn't make for a very interesting picture when everything is backlit, but it ended up creating a little bit of rim lighting. I guess in retrospect, I could have used a little bit of fill flash on this, but I was happy enough with how it turned out. Even though the light was coming from behind them, there was still enough light from the front of them. And I kind of liked the glow on the hair of the girl on the left and the shoulder of the guy on the right. And it adds a nice little element, a nice little touch to this photo. I think for me, the main takeaway here is a lesson that I continue to learn, and I'm still not very good at years later, which is don't worry so much about what people think. Not just me as a photographer, but from these students. They didn't care what anyone thought. And chances are the guy in the background who you see between a couple bubbles, he didn't care one bit about what these kids were doing. And not only is this something that I need to learn, where as a photographer, nobody most likely cares that I'm walking around. Maybe I'm on my knees taking a picture of a flower, or maybe I'm staring up at a tree or something taking a picture. Probably 99% of the people walking by don't even notice. And the one person that does walk by, if they do notice, who cares? Doesn't affect me at all. And so there's a lot to be learned from this. There was also, in terms of the technical elements, I needed to figure out what should I focus on? What f-stop should I use? How should I frame these students? And this is all within a matter of probably 45 seconds for the time when I turned around to actually finish taking the photos. So a lot of this was going through my head. And honestly, it felt like that this shot was only made possible because of all the practice that I've gotten over the years of doing this weekly 50 and doing other photographing for clients and things like that. If I hadn't had these sort of gears turning in my mind to think about these compositional and technical elements as I was taking the shot, I probably wouldn't have gotten this picture, which I really like. So to you, anyone listening out there with the camera, I've said it before and I'll say it again, take it with you, practice, use it. It's only by building up that muscle memory of learning how to do these sorts of things on the fly that you'll be able to do them. And if you leave that camera sit when you have a good photographic opportunity, you're not going to get the picture that you might get otherwise if you'd only just practice in the meantime. And just go out and take pictures because who cares? It's fun and don't worry about what other people think. sorry about the cough. I'm not sick. I just get a cough sometimes. I don't smoke either. I don't know what the deal is. Anyway, thanks for listening. Sorry this is going on too long, and I guess we'll see you later.